This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott.
Jerome Powell was sworn in today as the new chairman of the Federal Reserve, but it's his predecessor, Janet Yellen, and one of her last actions as Fed chair that's making waves in the banking industry today. Bank stocks saw some of the biggest drops on Wall Street, including Wells Fargo, which lost more than 9%. Late Friday, the Fed slapped new sanctions on the bank. It's the latest fallout from a series of scandals at Wells Fargo involving millions of fake customer accounts. The agreement with the Fed blocks the bank from growing any larger until the Fed is satisfied with its governance reforms. Wells also agreed to replace four of its board members. Renee Merle has been following the story for The Washington Post. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
This is a reminder that the Federal Reserve does a lot more than set monetary policy. Talk about its role as a bank regulator.
It's actually one of the most important banking regulators, even though people don't think about them in those terms. What the Federal Reserve does is help the banks set their capital requirements, their liquidity requirements. They actually play a pretty important role in regulating banks.
And this has been called Janet Yellen's mic drop. It happened literally in the final hours of her term. Is there any sign that Trump's appointee to take her place, Jerome Powell, who was sworn in today, would approach this role any differently?
Actually, he was one of the three Fed governors who approved this deal with Wells Fargo. So it seems that he would stay on the same path as Janet Yellen on these issues.
What do you think it tells us about the different roles that different federal agencies play in regulating banks? I mean, at the same time, the Trump administration has moved to rein in the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, stripping it of some of its enforcement powers. Is regulation going to look different going forward?
I would say for sure. The way that the Trump administration is going about reining in the CFPB, we actually expect some of that to continue with the Federal Reserve as well, that they're going to take another look at some of the rules and regulations that were put in after the financial crisis and look for ways to simplify it or just ease it. This Wells Fargo case, in part, is just a reflection of just how bad things had gotten at Wells Fargo, that the Federal Reserve really couldn't ignore it.
So this is the first time the Fed has placed limits on a bank's assets?
It's the first time in recent memory. There might have been a time, you know, a couple of decades ago, but when you talk to people inside the Federal Reserve, it's the first time that they can remember that this has happened.
Meanwhile, Wells Fargo has agreed to replace four of its board members as part of this agreement. What's the motivation there? And do you think that has implications for other financial institutions?
I definitely do. And the implication is that, you know, the usual playbook is that when a bank does something wrong, it'll pay some small fine, a relatively small fine. For example, the Wells Fargo was fined $100 million by the CFPB. But that's really just a small amount of money for an institution as big as Wells Fargo. In this way, by saying that they have to replace four of their board members, is showing that there are going to be consequences to individual people within the company. The board of directors is supposed to act as an independent body that oversees this really big company. And the Federal Reserve is saying that we're going to hold you responsible for doing that.
Renee Merle covers Wall Street and white-collar crime for The Washington Post. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.